makes a little sound. Street painter Caroline Schultz from Orlando is among the 250 artists from around the world who chalked art on South Pineapple Avenue in Sarasota. She has been chalking since 1995 using inexpensive hard pastels.
I had never used pastels before, and there was a street painting festival in Orlando, and I got invited to do it by my employer who was sponsoring a square. I was hooked, and ever since I've been doing it, it's just there's something about the sitting in the street and the people observing and talking with them and watching it yourself come to life and then getting the comments from the people. Kind of, I don't know, we're needy. We need to be complimented, maybe.
This year's theme is pavement art through the ages. Henry Darnell from Dallas, Texas, uses handmade chalk for his street painting of Norman Rockwell's illustration from the cover of Saturday Evening Post in 1943.
And it's an image of Rosie the Riveter, which was created to build interest in the home movement during the Second World War, and sort of the fight against Hitler. So it's very much of a propaganda piece of this woman holding a rivet gun. And he actually lifted the pose from one of the images on the Sistine Chapel. So it's a very iconic pose that strikes an image in people's minds.
Katie Zatzik from Sun City did not get her hands dirty, but she says she enjoys interacting with the artists.
My daughter brought me, and my granddaughter, I'm here, because we just love the art. It's fabulous. And their creativity. And the thing is, for me, they're willing to do all of their artistic, present their art, and it's ephemeral. It'll be gone. It'll be gone. Cars will be running over it. Won't that be sad?
Artist Flavio Coppola from Florence says the purpose of his art is to interact with people. This is his first time visiting the U.S. He was one of the five Italian artists at Sarasota Chalk Fest that honored the Grazia di Curtadone Madonnari competition, the first ever street drawing festival that started 39 years ago in Italy.
La mia opera invece è una copia di Raffaello Sanzio.
My work is a reproduction of Raffaele Sanzio's La Madonna della Seggiola. I thought to use this work because it represents the revival of the Florentinian and Italian Renaissance. Raphael, Michelangelo, and Leonardo are three great artists from the 1400s and 1500s.
L'apice, lui, Leonardo, Michelangelo sono i tre grandi artisti della fine del 400 e degli inizi del 500.
Venice Koval, artistic director and event chair, lives and breathes chalk and art this time of year. She started organizing the event 4 years ago with 20 local street painter artists and volunteers. Now she says the event connects people.
Just to give examples, I had a woman that we flew in last year that connected with her father that she hadn't seen for 15 years, and now he's reconnected with the family, and they send you a letter about how much you've impacted their lives. I had a girl that used to do self-inflicted wounds to herself, and she wrote me a letter in doing the festivals that she stopped doing, that she's now on her way to get her doctorate. There's all these social issues that people, if they think that it's only art, like it's just a playful thing that people do on their free time and it means nothing, they're really missing what this festival does, because it brings heart, it brings community.
Thanks to last-minute partnership with the Sarasota Convention and Visitors Bureau, organizers secured a $25,000 grant from the city of Sarasota.
We are getting some city funds this year, but they don't seem too ambitious to really want to carry it forward, to do something again next year. To me, it's very important that the county and the city participate, because they're the largest beneficiary of this event. So all the volunteers and all the artists and all the sponsors and the people that show up are doing it in a way that is supporting our community. And so all the tax and the bed taxes and all the stuff that goes into making a successful city and creating a sense of place that's created by this venue.
Koval says even though their grant request was approved in August, but then due to changes in regulations, they had to redo the paperwork according to new guidelines to qualify for grants.
We didn't have time to readjust to changes after they already approved us. So the SCBB did step in, and they took care of all that stuff for us, which was a godsend, because if they didn't, honestly, the festival would have never happened this year. We would have had to cancel the event.
But she hopes that the city and the county will continue to sponsor this event next year to preserve the cultural tradition of street painting and create a community event. You can see photos on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from Sarasota.